WSGG 403.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I didn't have my radio on me, but Toby heard it.
It's probably because you got it cranked up on, 11 out of 10 volume.
Yeah, I do.
Did you just have it monitoring the 725?
Yeah, I've been monitoring 725 for just a few weeks now. This is a great, great channel.
Yeah, agreed. I was just rolling through Cathedral Hills right now and thought I'd see if I'd pick you up. Sounds like I did.
Yep, I'm working on a gift for Jake. I'm making this this armor holder for him.
Well, I hope it's not a surprise since you're, telling the whole valley.
Yeah, I can't hear it. I can't get him to hear it anyway, so I've been struggling with him to get on this channel. If he is, then he gets a surprise right now.
Congratulations, buddy. New armor. I think I might have seen him today down at the range. I was driving through after some shooting this morning at the five stand, and I think I saw him down there.
Yeah, he was going out today. He was super excited. He got a new rifle about like 4 weeks ago, and the trigger was really stiff on it, and it's like a compressed air. So he put a new trigger on it last night. He finished doing it last night, so he was really stoked. Going to give it a whirl.
Nice. All right. Well, you out in the out in the new man cave?
I am. I was thinking about throwing those plexiglass things on my table saw, and then I'm like, I should call Craig.
Yeah, throw some painter's tape on there. That's still my only advice. But I'm around all day tomorrow just moving rocks and digging some drain trenches. If you want to come by, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, that's cool. I very much might do that. I can help you dig some trenches, too.
Dude, nobody comes by and helps dig a trench, so you don't have to do that. but yeah, we can. I got the garage cleaned out a couple weeks ago, too, so it's nice and ready for a project. That'd be perfect.
Well, I got to dig trenches sometimes, too, so, like, if I go out and dig your trench, then it's like it puts all kinds of pressure all over you.
So, yeah, nobody comes over and digs trenches.
Did four.
Hey, did you ever set up a CB or do anything with all those CB radios or antennas?
Yeah, I set up a CB with it. I'm going to move it in. I took it off when I did my office, but I'm putting it in my shop. And I'm getting the antenna to be on the outside, and I'm kind of making it a little bit like mobile so I can plug it into my car or my truck, then I can use an antenna on the truck and an antenna on the car.
Oh, nice. I just picked up a little switcher the other day so I could use a common antenna on the roof, and then I got a bunch of different radios that I wanted to switch through because I kind of have them programmed a little differently, but that worked out kind of nice, but you can end up doing something like that maybe in the shop.
Do you think CBs might work on HF?
No, I don't think so.
I mean the antennas mostly. They're just not tuned right.
Yeah, you'd have some problem getting the frequencies to tune in right.
Probably all the connectors are different too, huh?
Not necessarily. I don't own a CB radio, so I don't know if they're using SO239s and TL259s. Those are kind of the common ones for UHF, VHF. So I don't know. But they, sure, there's adapters and whatnot for the cable for the coax, but the antenna itself, is probably not going to do what you want. Did you have more than one CB radio? I thought for some reason I thought you had a couple of them.
I have like 400.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So if you had a once you had your antenna sorted, then you could have multiple CB radios, kind of all powerable, but just connect them to a switch so you can kind of have radio one, radio two, radio 400, and you can just switch between, use the switch, and they're all using the same common single antenna points.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. Yeah, I have, I for reals, I have like about eight, and they're just like in a big stack, and a bunch of them are the same. Some are like a little bit taller than the others and have different, like, I don't know what they are, springs or whatever.
Well, I guess one thing you could do, kind of like to get things rolling for the mobile operations, have kind of like a man pack. You could have a battery, or a Anderson power pole quick disconnect for the power portion, so you could connect it to a power supply in the vehicle versus, a power supply in the house. And then if you just make your cable connectors the same, serialize those. You could, just quickly connect the antenna when you're in the vehicle, and then when you get in the house, just hook up to new power and connect to the home antenna. But if you've got like that many radios, you just dedicate one of those things to the vehicle and have one dedicated to the house.
Yeah, I think I said that wrong. I only have one CB, the radio, but I've got like a bunch of antennas.
Oh, that's right. You scored all those antennas down at that Silent Key situation.
Yeah, they were gonna chuck them all, and he just said, "Yeah, you want to have them?" I'm like, "Sure." And I didn't know what they were at that time. I didn't know CB at all. I didn't understand it. And then I was thinking I could use them for like low frequency or VHF or something. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about getting just kind of a low-end starter CB just to kind of play around in the frequency and just kind of monitor the traffic, check it out. So maybe we should do that. Maybe work needs another work radio.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I was at a sale today, and I saw a VHF, maybe like 1960 VHF. Is all square and it was funky looking. I almost bought it, but I didn't.
Funky's good.
Yeah, I didn't know it was. It didn't have. You couldn't dial any frequencies on it, and it had like nine channels or something, and it said VHF. I didn't know. It might have been a CB. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, that's weird. CB is channelized, so you wouldn't really dial in a frequency, but you'd need to be able to select a frequency, but nine only is kind of weird, I think. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, now I think I should have bought it just so I could see what it was. He wanted too much for it. I asked him if I could give him $2 for it, and he's like, "Well, that thing's worth a lot. I'll give you 25." I'm like, "Yeah, forget it."
$2 to $25. That's a heck of a haggle right there.
Yeah, he was stuck on it. He didn't really want to let it go, I don't think so. And I was just going to play with it. I literally could have, you know, walked to the car, played with it, and brought it back to him. And I would have known what I needed to know.
Quick station ID, WSAY 531.
WSGG 403.
I keep wanting to call you 504 because I'm thinking of Davey 504 because of you.
That's funny. Somebody I was just talking to was 541, and I thought that was weird because it's like the zip code. I meant the area code.
I'm not sure if you can get a vanity GMRS call or not, like you can on ham. That'd be interesting. But wait, man, I gotta load this dog up and get on to the next part of the evening. But glad I was able to pick you up tonight, buddy. Have a great time hanging out in the man cave, and I will catch you later. WSAY 531. I'm out of here.
Well, have a good walk. Pet the brown dog for me. WSGG 403 out.